How would you like to get fitter over 50? Mark Young will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Mark Young is he's an entrepreneur and executive at Zona Health, maker of the Zona Plus device. And after building and launching startups, he joined Zona in 2016 to help bring the benefits of isometric exercise into everyday homes. So, Mark, tell us, what is Zona Health and Zona Plus device, and how can it help entrepreneurs and people worldwide that are typically over 50 to get fitter?
Fuel Podcast with Lily Patrasco shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.
Well, Lily, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. That's very sweet, and I look forward to having a fun conversation with you. And being 50 myself, it is a topic that I'm very passionate about. but it's funny, as you mentioned entrepreneurs there also, and I didn't expect you to say that, but I love that you actually said it, because one of the conversations I was having a guest on my own podcast yesterday, and we were really talking about entrepreneurship and health, biohacking, whatever the word is we want to use there, and how there's such an extreme overlap between entrepreneurs and healthy mindedness. That is, people who are entrepreneurs, people who are, you know, really business executives, people who tend to be more performance based, understand that health itself is no different than business. It's, you look at the numbers, you decide where the numbers aren't working, you fix the internal system that's causing the problems, and then you remeasure the output. It's the same thing you would do if you were running a business. You would watch the numbers, decide if the numbers are where they want to be, and if they're not, you make the decisions to recalibrate them. And every system that runs within the body is very similar to a department within your business. Right? If you have a problem in your manufacturing department, you don't blow the whole company up. You go fix the manufacturing department. And the same thing happens with our health. If there's a cardiovascular issue, we deal with it as a cardiovascular issue. We take it up with that department and we get that department humming again.
Thank you. So tell us more about what is actually Zona Plus device?
So Zona itself, Zona is actually an isometric exercise device, as you had mentioned. And it's a device that actually uses, I'll say, kind of like a biohack, this backdoor way of helping your cardiovascular system restore its flexibility, is really what you're looking for. And that is, when pressure raises in the cardiovascular system and there ends up being some kind of, you know, cardio dysfunction, the reality is what's happening there is you've lost elasticity, you've lost flexibility. And when those arteries begin to harden or dry out, they lose their ability to dilate. And when they do that, they experience what we call vasoconstriction, which is smaller openings. Smaller the opening, the harder it is for blood to flow through those openings. What we do is we actually use isometric exercise, and isometrics is simply the Greek words for equal measurement. And the way I explain that to people is, imagine a sit-up, right? I'm doing a concentric movement up and eccentric movement down versus a plank. A plank is isometric. I'm holding a static resistance level for a period of time, and in that static resistance, I'm creating a bunch of reactions in my body. Zona uses that isometric. So in that, the body's response to isometrics is threefold. And I'll tell you, the first thing that happens when your body does a very well-designed and I'll say calibrated isometric hold is that you actually trigger the body's sympathetic nervous system, which is that fight or flight, right? You create that experience. You actually trigger the body's nitric oxide response, which increases vasodilation itself. The second thing is that when you're doing this, and this is kind of the hack, that is, when you're holding a static resistance level, the muscles in the body want to cramp because it's uncomfortable. They don't understand why we would put ourselves in an uncomfortable position. And in so doing, what happens is we actually create a stress on the muscular, the muscular system, which forces sodium release out of the cells. As sodium releases to uncramp or to sustain the cramp on that muscle, potassium also gets released. Potassium helps soften the endothelium, which is the innermost lining of the cardiovascular system. The third thing that happens is that the constriction itself, much like the kink in a garden hose, the constriction itself actually gives signaling to what's called the glycocalyx, which is kind of like a hair system that's on the inside of the blood vessel. That what happens is when that tension is released, when that kink in the garden hose lets loose, all that blood rushes across that glycocalyx and creates what we call shear stress. And the shear stress actually triggers the body's natural response to vasodilation also, which leads to blood pressure regulation. It's fascinating.
Thank you. So tell us, what kind of problems do people over 50 tend to experience? And how does this device make a difference to that?
Well, what happens when we say over 50, there's two things that happen in that. And I'm not a person who loves the idea that over 50, all of a sudden, we're supposed to start falling apart, because that's not the plan at all. In fact, the idea is that when we turn 50, when we chronologically age, we expect a certain level of biological aging to take place as well. And while that's true, most of the degradation that happens typically is happening simply because we're not giving the inputs to our body that it needs. So a cell lives the way a cell lives, whether it's a year old, 40 years old, or whatnot, right? You know, aside from cellular regeneration. But the idea is that as we age, we have somehow psychologically created this belief that we're supposed to degrade. And again, while a certain amount of that is accurate, most of it is environmental, and most of it is nutritional. Most of it is just our bodies getting wear and tear. I mean, that's really what it boils down to, that we've done things to them over time that make them break down, right? It's the pain in my knee. It's these types of things. So all of that is pretty normal. The issue is I believe that the majority of that degradation that we accept as normal isn't normal at all. We just don't understand how to not let it happen anymore.
Thank you. Can you tell us more specifically, what kind of issues do you find over 50s tend to encounter, after 50? Like, what kind of problems? Like, is it like pain? Is it like trouble with like a higher risk of heart attacks? I don't know, some other conditions that I may not be aware of.
Understandably.
This device could potentially help prevent or reduce the, you know, likelihood of it happening.
Yeah, I'll speak about Zona specifically, but, you know, when you're saying what are the things that happen to somebody over 50, again, generally speaking, any number of things, to be honest with you. I would say most of that, again, goes back to, you know, anybody over 50 has a higher disease risk in every category, simply because they've had more years to damage their system. That doesn't mean that someone under 50 can't also be diabetic or have a heart attack or, you know, whatever. But the reality is the longer we age, the more we have compounded the damage that has happened to our bodies over time. Specifically, as it relates to Zona, what I would say is that Zona is, again, an isometric device that really targets the cardiovascular system, as I had mentioned. So much of what happens with arterial hardening or arteriosclerosis, we refer to it as, that arteriosclerosis actually is a compounded hardening of the arteries that is taking place over time. It doesn't happen one day. You don't just suddenly have hardened arteries. What's happened is over time, this has built up, and much of the hypertension that we experience, that high blood pressure, is age-related, and it is just the accumulation or compilation of small things that have turned into a problem over time. So the more time you add to an equation, the more time there is for anything to go wrong, to be honest with you. Like, the older you are, the more likely anything is. Same thing with a car, right? You put 100,000 miles on a car, it's likely going to have more service issues than a car with 10,000 miles.
Thank you. But what I was referring to, are there like, for example, are over 50s more likely to get heart attacks? Are over 50s more likely to get other conditions that are cardio related that perhaps might require them to have, like, I don't know, transplants, or I really don't know this topic at all. So if you can help me a little bit, that would be, really great if you could tell me, like, what kind of conditions that are kind of cardio related that over 50s tend to get.
Let me see if I can explain that differently. So I would say over 50 specifically, if that's our target, what I would say is, as it relates to cardiovascular health, as I mentioned, most people over 50 do experience heightened blood pressure. Now, heightened blood pressure is simply being caused for most people as just an age-related thing. For some people, it is completely exogenous. It is stress at work. It is going through a divorce. It is any number of things can cause that condition, and that's not age-related. But related to age, it's normally a nutritional or environmental issue that has actually caused the hardening of the arteries, that arteriosclerosis, which can lead to high blood pressure. What can high blood pressure lead to? It can lead to heart attacks. It can lead to arrhythmias. It can lead to multiple other issues. And again, it's such a systemic problem, though, that we can talk about it as being a cardio-specific event. But one of the phrases that we always use is that, health goes where blood flows. And that is, what system in the body doesn't need healthy blood flow? And the answer is they all do. I mean, if you end up with too much blood flow restriction, and you're going to end up with gout, you end up with too much blood flow restriction, and you're going to end up with neuropathy. You end up with too much blood flow constriction, and you're going to end up problem with your kidneys. You're going to have, I mean, everything will fail if blood's not flowing correctly. So while cardiovascular issues are certainly a heightened awareness, the reality is that there are still very specific inputs that need to be taken care of, because the downstream of having an irregular cardiovascular system is so vast. There's so many things that can go wrong with it.
Thank you.
I don't know if
How?
that answers your question any better. Like, most people don't go have a heart transplant.
Yes, it's very effective at understanding. Tell me more about how effective is Zona Plus device for cardiovascular health? Like, how many people have already started using it, and what are they experiencing?
Yeah, the device has been around for a long time. So tens of thousands of users have used the device. In clinical trials, the device itself had 92% efficacy, which is phenomenal. We are currently in the process of FDA clinical trials, because while this science has been studied, and I have dozens and dozens of clinical trials, everything from the Mayo Clinic to Johns Hopkins University, the Harvard Health Review, you name it, I've McMaster's University. Like, as a matter of fact, while we've been sitting here talking, I got an email from Florida State University where they're doing a cardiovascular study and using Zona in their lab. Tons of research, tons of studies have been published on the topic. Isometrics is not new, and the understanding about how it affects the cardiovascular system is well known. We're going through the extra measure of getting through the FDA clinical trials, and the reason for that is merely we are really trying to just amp up the consumer confidence in the product itself. And that is, we understand the product works. We have clinical trials more than we need to demonstrate how the product works. When consumers hear that the FDA approves it, it changes everything in their mind. So for us, we're putting in the money to say, yes, we're good. We know that this works. Let's let the FDA bless it. And then, good Lord willing, when the FDA says we're good, everything gets back to normal, right? This is what we're trying to do, and we want to make sure that we are always in good standing. But we want consumers to understand that we've gone the extra mile to prove what we've done, so that 92% effectiveness rate isn't just us bragging, but it's very clearly this is something that we've demonstrated not just to ourselves, but to the FDA.
Thank you. How will Zona Plus device help over 50s get fitter? Is it because the blood flow will flow a lot better. And because of that, they will just overall feel better. And because of that, they will be able to do their normal activities. Is that the idea?
Well, the biggest thing to do, I'll say the secret to longevity is not dying. And I mean, that may sound pretty simple, but the reality is for most people over 50, they're thinking about how are they going to stay as mobile as they can for the rest of their lives. What Zona is doing is Zona is helping keep the cardiovascular system functioning. So again, you know, over 50, what is the goal? The goal is to stay as young as possible past that age. For me personally, I benchline everything in my life against being 35. I don't want to be over 35. I'm 50. I'll be 51 in a couple of months, and I have no intentions of feeling older than 35 years old. So there's a lot of inputs that I need to deal with that. It's diet, it's exercise, it's all of those things. It's supplementation, it's sunlight, it's sleep. All of that stuff plays into me feeling that way. So what are the things that a person over 50 will continue to be able to do? I hate to sound that the answer is really bottom shelf, but I think for most people as they age, the idea is to just not lose the ability to do everything that they've always done.
Thank you. And what else would you say is important for people to know about Zona Plus device?
Zona is an exercise device, much like people ask questions like, well, my blood pressure is not bad. Should I be using this? Blah, 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 blah. All of those types of things play out. The issue for most people is this idea that how do I want to say that? How do I want to say what I'm trying to say? For Zona, we're an exercise device, and the exercise is very specific. I compare it to a treadmill quite often. And that is, people say my blood pressure is normal, or I have low blood pressure, I probably shouldn't be using this. And I explain to people, if you weren't trying to lose weight, is it bad to use a treadmill? And people understand that no, using a treadmill, even if it's at the right weight, is a good idea because it keeps you mobile so you never have the problem. Zona is the same way. You use the device to stay in the condition you're in, so that you never have a problem to solve. If you already have the problem, like for instance, a person who's trying to lose weight because they've gained it, that's great. It's going to help you fix that problem. But if you've never experienced that problem, it's equally as important that you continue to never have that problem, right? Like diet and exercise is important regardless if you're overweight. Never be that way. And that's what Zona is helping people do.
Thank you. Are there any particular conditions that Zona Plus will be able to help, aside from what you mentioned earlier?
Well, Zona's target is to help cardiovascular health. So I know you're asking me about conditions. I'm like, that is the condition. Like the issue is cardiovascular health. We want to make sure that people have a healthy cardiovascular system, because a healthy blood flow is supporting everything else in the body.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like people to know about getting fitter over 50 with Zona Plus?
Well, I recommend everybody to go follow my newsletter, which is literally called Fitter Over 50. And it actually is at fitterover50.com, and they can read up on this topic as well as multiple other topics. I myself am actually a doctor of functional medicine, so I speak on this topic as well as a lot of others and help people, particularly those over 50, not be over 50, because I believe that most of our aging is, you know, based on bad inputs lead to bad outputs. So I strongly recommend go search through those topics, join our mailing list, visit us online at zona.com, learn more about the Zona Plus and how we can just keep blood flowing for 50 and beyond.
Thank you. How long does it take for someone to see a result when they use Zona Plus?
Usually for most people, about 4 to 6 weeks. Sometimes people notice a little bit sooner. Sometimes they notice it a little bit later. It depends on their particular system. So we make a guess in there and say usually in clinical trials, it's about 4 to 6 weeks, but sometimes it's different.
And what kind of things do they start to notice once they use the Zona Plus device, let's say after 4 to 6 weeks? What kind of improvements in their health do they notice?
Usually, again, it's an exercise. And I will say that while I'm not going to say that Zona leads to lower blood pressure, because that's what we're dealing with the FDA on right now, and I'm not authorized to say that. What I would say is most people are measuring their blood pressure because that's the problem that they're trying to solve. So if that's the issue that they're trying to resolve, then that's the one that they're focusing most on.
Okay, very good. Tell us where people can connect with you.
Well, if they're looking to, as I mentioned, they can go to Zona.com, and Zona.com will give a lot more information about Zona. They're more than welcome to go join my community at fitterover50.com, and they can certainly follow all of that content that's showing up there. My personal website is themarkyoung.com, where they can certainly find me there and learn about everything else that I do and am related to, or they can follow my podcast at Age Defiantly.
Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health changemakers to live your healthiest life ever.